After input from members, Squixwoo 7 Mesh UXWUMIX is changing its rules around fireworks. SXWXOUNDTOWN Wilson Williams, spokesperson and nation counselor, says that the health and safety of Squixwoo 7 Mesh families had become a concern due to the proliferation of fireworks on its reserves the last few years. In response, the nation consulted with residents both in the Squamish Valley and North Vancouver, including those selling the fireworks, and came up with a plan. The majority wanted changes done in regards to enforcing some regulations around the use of fireworks all year round, but, specifically, in the month of October, Williams said. The concerns were around fireworks going off at all hours all week long, which was a bother to elders and school children, as well as concern over the proliferation of discarded fireworks, which can be a hazard for animals, including pets. Eventually, fireworks will be banned on nation reserve lands. But until October 31, this year, there will be two designated areas for fireworks sales. Only nation members with permits will be authorized to sell at these locations. Fireworks can be purchased from October 17 to 31 at the following designated areas. On the Stawamis Reserve on Chief Joseph Drive from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Google Maps link. On the Seymour Reserve on Seymour Boulevard. Near the Superstore, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Google Maps link. Then, as of November 1, 2022, the purchase, possession, or discharge of fireworks will no longer be permitted on nation reserve lands. The resolution was originally passed by Neksonanaim Ta UXWUMIX, Nation Council, on August 18. When the Squamish chief spoke to Williams on October 6, he was heading to a Nation Council meeting where he said the specific repercussions for not following the fireworks rules would be solidified. There will be repercussions for not abiding by the new rules, he asserted. The nation will see how this year goes concerning the new rules and is open to hearing from its members, Williams said.